Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and gathered citizens, I'm Elizabeth Turp from Thornton, and I write a health column and recently had responses from as far away as New York State regarding wind farms. One reader had been breeding American chestnut trees for over 30 years in an effort to bring them back. Currently, wind turbines now circle his farm, and people who live near them have stated that the quality of life is lost from the high-pitched sound, the destruction of views, and the flicker effect as the blades pass the sun. His farm is also threatened by fracking. None of this planned in advance. Another New York upstater was told that a red safety warning light would be blinking on top of each tower all night. His comment, "It sure changes the nature and harmony of a beautiful countryside." Before any energy plan is put in place, the state needs to troubleshoot any suggested plan by looking at the long-term results elsewhere, has been expounded by other people. The UK, Netherlands, Germany, and Maine all have laws to bury the lines in place. Ecuador has established a rights of nature law that recently helped them to protect the Vilcabamba River. We don't have any laws protecting our rivers right now, and our land, our forests, really, with any teeth in them. I'm concerned that Canada now owns all the New Hampshire dams, as been mentioned before, on the Connecticut River and elsewhere in New Hampshire. And Hydro-Québec continues to buy up large tracts of land in New Hampshire. If they don't use them for the Northern Pass, what else have they got in mind? Given the destruction that Hydro-Québec has wrought on Quebec and Newfoundland, we in New Hampshire need a strong, viable, comprehensive energy plan to avoid such a crushing blow to our state. I urge you to support House Bill 580. Thank you.
Thank you very much.